9:08. Good morning, folks. Welcome. It's the end of a week, or nearly. Friday, in any case, the 13th day of October. 53 degrees outside our Columbus Road studios. Gonna top out around 75. And they also say overnight we may get some rain. Looks like starting around 3 a.m. It's the party line on WATH. I'm Dave Palmer. Don Holbert's here. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
And we're winding down a week. This week, incidentally, if you've missed some of our programs, they're all available on, what do we call it, podcast?
Spotify. In podcast form.
Okay. I don't know all those terms, but Spotify. So we record each of these shows. And so like last Tuesday, we had Tom Gibbs. Tom, of course, superintendent of the Athens City School District. Let's see, Wednesday, Ryan Foat was our guest. That was an interesting show. Well, these all are, but we were talking about meteorology and, you know, climate change and just all sorts of things. So weather and climate change was the topic. Then yesterday, we talked about Ohio healthcare, Ohio Health Home and Hospice Care. There, I said it much better. And, you know, there's people struggle, and there are things out there to help and assist and make things best for the family as well as the person immediately involved. So that's what we do. We're proud of that. And, you know, I could go back 2 weeks or 3 weeks and tell you of the guests we have, and we're very proud of these folks that come in and keep us all informed. All right. Well, today, though, a free-for-all. We normally try to have the first day of the week and the last day of the week open topic. And let's see here. You know, I'm going to do one more thing before we get into that. I'll give you a clue about what's going on next week. So on Tuesday, this is going to be a little interesting to me. I have one of my, second cousins. Let's see. If it's the son of a first cousin, that'd be a second cousin?
I think. I don't know. Okay. No, I've never really thought about it.
Okay. Well, anyway.
to me, I just called them cousins.
Linda Haining is a very close friend and family member to me. Lives down in, I think, around Louisville, Kentucky. But her son has become rather well known in this topic of artificial intelligence. Jacob is his name, Jacob Haining. And we're going to do this via telephone. But Jacob, we talk so much about artificial intelligence, AI, artificial intelligence. I just want to get his perspective and what it can mean to us perhaps on just a regular daily basis. Then next Wednesday, Dr. Sue Rigge. She is the chair of the Mount Zion Black Cultural Center. Mount Zion Church has been undergoing all sorts of renovations, and one of the most exciting things for some people has been the revamping and restoration of the stained glass windows. And so as you've driven by, you've seen that that building with scaffolding all over it and wrapped in plastic so the weather is kept out, and those windows being worked on. And, well, anyway, we'll get an update on all of that next Wednesday. And let's see. Well, I guess that's far enough ahead. Good morning, folks, and welcome. Let's see here. I'm giving you an update. Today, sunny with a high near 75. I think we mentioned that already. There could be just light easterly winds, 6 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, as we mentioned, showers likely, particularly after 4 a.m. So I would say not tonight, but tomorrow morning. In any case, increasing clouds with a low around 55. Those light winds continue. See, chance of precipitation tomorrow listed at 60%. And however, how much? They say less than a tenth of an inch is possible. That is rainfall, I mean. All right. Let's see here. Saturday, that's tomorrow. Possibly a thunderstorm, they say. They don't mention what time of day, but in any case, tomorrow, they say chance of precipitation 100%. Between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Okay, so that first small amount was just in the wee hours of the morning. But then Saturday, tomorrow, we could get up to a quarter inch of rain. And possibly thunder. All right, well, that's looking good enough, I think. Today, a free-for-all. So as we customarily do, we start on various historical events that occurred on this date, but many years ago. So, Don, let's start. The first one, we go to the year 54, when on this date of October 13th, Nero succeeds Claudius as the Roman Emperor. Yeah. Now we jump ahead 1,000 years to the year 1307 when French King Philip IV as Grand Master Jacques de Molay, yeah, I got it out finally, and the Knights Templar arrested and charged with idolatry and corruption. Okay, idolatry.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Sounds like I've never heard that before.
I've heard the word, but whatever it was has been forgotten.
The worship of idols or extreme admiration, love, or reverence for something or someone.
Okay. Well, anyway, 1307 on this date. Jumping ahead 500 years to the year 1884, the International Meridian Conference in Washington, D.C. establishes Greenwich in London, England, as the universal time meridian of longitude. So, universal time, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm reaching for my cell phone, and let's see here. So, I have an app called Atomic Clock. And so right now it is 9:17 and 42 seconds, you get the point. And this is universal time. So in, is it Greenwich, England? Greenwich, I think.
Yeah.
Now why is it doing that? Well, anyway, that was the top of the...
Top of the minute.
All right. Well, anyway, so then this Greenwich Mean Time business is the world standard. And then it's adjusted by hours behind, hours ahead. That's sort of, well, not so much ahead. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But different time zones throughout the world. Now, here in the U.S., we have out there, is it in Boulder, Colorado? Somewhere out there. The atomic clock that represents us. And it is absolutely synchronized to the Greenwich, England thing. Is that you or me?
It's you.
Why is that doing that? Well, maybe I just close this app for now.
Yeah.
That'll help. Okay. Well, anyway, universal time. And 1884, that all got going. Let's jump ahead to 1924. Mecca falls without struggle to Saudi forces led by Abdulaziz. Well, I think I have it close enough. Jumping ahead another 21 years to the year 1943, Italy declares war on the former Axis partner, Germany. 1944, the U.S. First Army begins battle in Action, A-A-C-H-E-N. That was in Germany. And the U.S. Army captured that city. But it was its first action in that war. Okay, what else? Oops. Well, let's see here. We often do famous birthdays and that sort of thing, and for that matter, famous deaths. Let's see here. Yeah, okay. I'm going to need your help. Some of these names are not familiar to me. The first one we have to mention is a gentleman by the name of Arne Bontemps. Bontemps. B-O-N-T-E-M-P-S. He was born on this very date in 1902. He died in 1973. So, am I saying it right? Bontemps. Is that your guess?
Bontemps? Yeah. That's what it says on here, how it's pronounced.
How is it spelled, the last name?
The same way, but it's like how to like pronounce it. It's but B-O-N-T-O-M. So, Bontemps. The P and S must be silent.
Well, okay. In any case, what was his thing?
He was an American poet, novelist, and librarian, and a noted member of the Harlem Renaissance.
Hmm. Okay. Nancy Kerrigan is celebrating her 54th birthday. And she was best known for
Being a figure skater.
Yes, ice skating. Yes, indeed. Okay, two more here, and these are not recents. Jane Grey, and that's spelled G-R-E-Y. There's a very stoic picture. It's not a photograph. It'd be probably a painting or something of her. Jane Grey. She was born on this date in 1537. Did not live a long life. She died in 1554. And now, I'm always embarrassed that all these famous people I rarely have a memory of. What was her thing?
She was also known as Lady Jane Dudley after her marriage and as the Nine Days Queen. She was an English noblewoman who claimed the throne of England and Ireland from July 10th to July 19th, 1553. She was only queen for 9 days.
Yeah. And is there anything about why her life was so short?
Well, she was executed.
Oh, well, that would do it. All right, well, the last of the famous birthdays, Rudolf, is it Virchow or Virchow? V-I-R-C-H-O-W, born on this date in 1821. He died in 1902. And guy has interesting eyes. All right, well, what about Rudolf?
He was a German physician, anthropologist, pathologist, prehistorian, biologist, writer, editor, and politician. He is known as the father of modern pathology and as the founder of social medicine, and to his colleagues, the Pope of Medicine.
Wow. That's pretty heavy duty. Okay, two deaths to mention.
Actually, he went on to describe and name diseases such as leukemia, chordoma, arachnosis, embolism, and thrombosis. Yeah, thrombosis.
Yes. So. Remarkable. And given all of that, I probably should have known his name. But I didn't. Rudolf, how are they saying that's pronounced? Virchow?
The thing that I saw said Virchow.
Virchow. Okay. Well, fascinating. Okay. Two famous deaths, as we were starting to say. First of all, one of these concrete figurines is in the picture. It says Claudius, who was born in 10 B.C., died in 54 A.D., so 64 years of age, I'm guessing. Claudius.
He was the Roman emperor, ruling from A.D. 41 to 54, a member of the Julio-Claudian dynasty. He was born to Drusus and Antonia Minor at Lugdunum in Roman Gaul, where his father was stationed as a military legate. He was the first Roman emperor to be born outside of Italy.
Claudius. Okay, and the only two to mention today, famous deaths, and the second one is that of Isaac Brock. Now, he was born in 1769, but he died on this very date in 1812. Isaac Brock.
He was a British army officer and colonial administrator from Guernsey. Despite facing desertions and near mutinies, he commanded his regiment in Upper Canada, part of present-day Ontario, successfully for many years.
I came across another story here. I thought it was at least worth mentioning. There was an actor, and this is many years ago. His name was Sir Henry Irving, and I've heard of him on some occasions. And this little blurb here says, question that wrecked Sir Henry Irving's marriage. Sir Henry Irving, considered the greatest actor of his time, died on this day. His unexpected death shocked and saddened England and fans around the world. That's where it stops.
The question I found it. His wife didn't approve of his acting profession. As they made their way to the opening night of a play, she asked him, quote, "Are you going on making a fool of yourself like this all your life?" Unquote.
Wow.
So he said, it says, according to the historical anecdote, yeah. He stopped their carriage, walked off into the night, and chose never to see her again. And he did not.
Yeah. Well, too bad.
That is a little bit funny.
Well, what's going on? Let's see here. You know, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza worsens as Israel prepares a possible invasion. As Israel retaliates for the Hamas assault last weekend and plans a potential ground attack, its airstrikes have left Gazans without power, water, and medical care. Yeah, so why can't people just get along? You know, we've said this so many times over the years on this program. People can have different beliefs. They can have different faiths. They can have, all sorts of differences. And why can't we honor or respect each other? Rather than getting violent. Now, you know, once in a while, there's a case where some entity wants a certain piece of land. Okay, well, so they fight over it. I mean, can all conflicts be treated as simply as I was suggesting? Of course not. But it just worries me that there are so many. And couldn't some of them be worked out in a more peaceful manner? Well, Gaza, Hamas, what a mess. All right. Now, as all of that is going on over there, and for example, the Gazans are blocked from fleeing through Egypt, which has kept tight control of its border. So that's a problem also. An Israeli invasion of Gaza could test President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's approach. If I said his name badly, I apologize. Here's another story related to all of this. It says, the retired Israeli general who grabbed his pistol and took on Hamas. By rushing to confront the attackers himself, Israel Ziv, Ziv, has become a public symbol of Israel's former military successes and its failure this time. Interesting. Well, what other stories do we have? Let's see. A push is underway to make Jamaica Patois, an official language, on par with English as the country weighs cutting ties to the British monarchy. Well, Jamaica and Great Britain have been tied together for quite some time. And I'm sure this suggestion of changing their official language is not well liked by the British. Oh well, time will tell. Let's see here. So many stories about Gaza today, and rightfully so. I guess there's a video out there that I've not seen, but it says Gaza hospital simply inundated with wounded patients. Al-Shifa Hospital is the name of it, which is also the Gaza Strip's largest medical complex, has been overwhelmed with wounded patients since Israel launched airstrikes in Gaza in retaliation to Hamas's attack, right? Yeah. In world news, as Israel prepares for war in Gaza, debate is over how and how long. The country's new unity government agrees that Hamas must be destroyed so it can never attack Israel again. But there is little appetite for a reoccupation. Okay, let's see here. Another story. Oh, I think I've heard a little bit about this. The headline says, U.S. and Qatar deny Iran access to $6 billion from prisoner deal. It goes on, the move comes after harsh criticism that the Biden administration had given Iran a vast sum that freed up other funds for Tehran to provide support to Hamas. Yeah, I just don't know about this. I don't know what's right and wrong. It's so complicated. All right. Let's see here. Other stories that captured our eyes this morning. It's 9:36 right now. Okay, here's the border wall, right? You know, the immigration situation down in Texas and all of that.
Yeah.
And the headline says, after Biden's border wall pivot, a Texas county asks, why build it here? Once a frequent crossing point, Starr County, that's in South Texas, where new border barriers are planned by the Biden administration, has been relatively calm, local officials said. But now they're starting to wonder and speak up. Is there a better place to build it? I don't know. I don't know those situations well enough. But let's see. I think it was during President Trump's period that a wall was begun, and it was not completed, but it still was quite a size or lengthy thing. And now they're talking about, I guess, its completion. And that would be now under President Biden. Okay. I certainly get it. And what is it do I get? Immigration needs to have some proper formalized process. Can just thousands of people daily flow to our borders and become accepted? Now, there has to be some process.
Yeah.
And do I want them turned away? No. But I want them to be known about, assisted, encouraged, all those positive sort of things. And ultimately become Americans. Now, I know that's super simple to say and highly complicated to do. But that's just how I feel. So can't we figure it out? All right. Let's see. Skipping through some of these other stories here. I'm trying to pull out the ones that really pop for me. And that doesn't mean they wouldn't pop for you, our listener, but we only have so much time. Let's see. Here's a story. It says inflation showdown. No. I mispronounced. Inflation slowdown. There we go. Inflation slowdown remains bumpy. September Consumer Price Index shows. And they go on to say that prices are rising at a pace that is much less rapid than last year. But signs of stalling progress are likely to keep the Federal Reserve officials concerned or wary. Okay. What is all this Taylor Swift stuff lately? Now, I'm an older guy, so Taylor Swift doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I know she's attractive. We've played her music and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Only question for Taylor Swift film. How big will it be? Okay, it goes on. The pop star's concert film arriving in theaters today is expected to break box office records. This is in quotes. The fever and scale is unprecedented. Oh, that it's a quote from an media analyst. Okay, so what's going on? You're far more up on these sort of things than I am.
So, like it said, she does have that new movie coming out. I think it's called the Eras Tour movie or something like that. And Eras.
Oh, E-R-A-S.
Okay, Eras.
Got it now.
And obviously just concert footage movie. And her fans are crazy, to say the least.
Yeah.
So they will be packing pretty much every movie theater that's going to be playing it.
Okay.
So that probably means you might not want to go to the movies this week, people, this weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to go that far. But
I was going to say, the only movie I want to go see in October ain't coming out for another 2 weeks. So
okay.
hopefully I'm good by then.
Now let's go a different direction here. And I may be completely goofed up, but there is also this story floating about, and forgive me for not having all the names perfectly in place, but there is some famous singer or actress who is now being linked to a football player in the NFL, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, it is her.
Yes.
Oh, then I don't feel so bad. Okay.
Yeah, it's Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs.
And I'm going to show my lack of knowledge. Mr. Kelce is in what position? Quarterback?
No, he's not quarterback. It's Patrick Mahomes. I forget exactly. I think he's a running back, I want to say.
Okay.
Or a receiver or something like that. I don't know. I don't watch the Chiefs that much, so I don't know. I don't pay attention too much to sports. That's Carl Blaylock's job.
Here at the station, yeah, it is.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he is our sports guy. It's his job to pay attention.
Well, anyway, so this Taylor Swift thing and that football thing, they're the same kind of related story.
Yes.
Okay. I get it.
I wish it would go away, though.
Why?
I'm tired of hearing about Taylor Swift. I hear too much about her from my girlfriend. Because my girlfriend's a big fan of her.
Okay, well.
so I get tired of hearing about her. I'm like, oh, my God. Here we go.
Okay.
Makes me glad. I'm glad she's down in Texas this week. I didn't have to hear about Taylor Swift as much.
As I mentioned, next week, one of my cousins, who is very knowledgeable and involved in artificial intelligence, is going to be a guest, and we're going to learn about it. I'm going to learn about it. I really don't have a whole great knowledge of it at all. But I'm told that this artificial intelligence can, it can be made to speak out loud in a voice that sounds identical to any famous person you want to mention. And, well, so I mean, here at the radio station, could it be that, let's name some famous disc jockey of years ago. Well, now my memory is, anyway, the real Don Steele from KHJ in Los Angeles. Okay, could Don Steele's voice through AI be resurrected and a machine sitting here in front of this microphone that I'm using sound like him, act like him, and announce today's music? And have his personality, because, you know, personalities make the difference between DJs, disc jockeys. Okay. I can't help but think that's somewhere in the works.
Probably, there more than likely is.
And that's going to be so weird. And it's also going to be destructive for the young up-and-comers who could become well-known personalities on the radio. But not given the opportunity. Because maybe having this artificial intelligence is cheaper than paying a pay an hourly payroll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know about all of this, but it's kind of interesting to think about. All right. Well, let's see here. Speaking of AI, AI Obama and fake newscasters, how AI audio is swarming TikTok. Now, TikTok is what? Did it have another name before?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, this is some sort of social media thing that
videos, basically.
Okay, TikTok accounts are spreading falsehoods with the help of AI-generated voices. You know, that falls right in with what I'm saying here.
Now, there are ones that I like that I think are funny that use the AI voices of presidents, because they use Biden, they'll use Trump, they'll use Obama, then they'll use sometimes Clinton or Bush, and it'll be like them playing video games and yelling and cussing at each other.
Sometime when we have a brief...
I think that's funny.
Okay. Sometime when we have a brief moment free to together today, show me an example. Because I just don't understand.
So I think they're funny because it's like that this would never happen.
Of course.
Especially since they're all in their like 70s and 80s. Well, not Obama, but playing video games and them just yelling at each other.
Okay. Let's see here. Here's a little odd item I thought, but NFL players, has-beens, formers, who have, during their course of their careers, received various types of injuries and things like that. But now they're retired. I guess there's been some question recently about whether former professional ball players, their health coverage or treatments that they may still require, how those are being paid for. Did the ball club that they, does the NFL as an organization, you know, all that stuff. I don't have the answers, but I'm not surprised because these guys really get banged up. And, we hear that they make big bucks, but that also comes to an end. And how do you pay for these ongoing treatments for injuries you received over the years, right? I don't know. It's just a weird thing. And it's being looked into. Let's see here. Let's put this report away and go on to another one. What do you have over there? Oh, I don't understand this one at all. But maybe I'm just dumb. Okay, so on Broadway, I've done a little work there. But theater work, I've done quite a bit of work in that. So here's a story. It says, Obama musical comedy opens in Hollywood. Joe Gilbert, author of Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. That's a book. And director of the documentary Michelle Obama 2024. Gilbert is a political commentator and foreign policy analyst based in Los Angeles. This book that he's written and has been published by Post Hill Press is based on 1 year of research and extensive personal interviews with those closest to Michelle Obama, including relatives, teachers, professors, boyfriends, close friends, you name it. Michelle Obama's real story and real life history is revealed for the first time. Okay, so it goes on. Michelle Obama is not who she pretends to be. In Michelle Obama 2024, the filmmaker Joel Gilbert does a deep dive into the life of the most popular woman in America and reveals one game-changing detail after another. Gilbert's investigative journey takes him from Chicago to Princeton, to Washington, even to Martha's Vineyard, and beyond. And along the way, he discovers that Michelle has created a cynical, highly effective, false narrative of her life story based largely on gender and race. In Chicago, Gilbert chronicles how Michelle has repeatedly run from the black Chicago from the black community, or sold it out, much as her father did when he served as the precinct captain for the Daily Machine. Going on, Gilbert then exposes Michelle Obama's "I Hate Politics" disclaimer as strategic cover for her intense lifelong political advocacy as he deconstructs Michelle's best-selling autobiography, which was named Becoming. We'll keep going here. As the best-loved Democrat, Michelle has been preparing to run for president since 2016. By following the same formula as Barack did before her. This includes writing an autobiography, giving the keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention, and heading up a voter registration organization. Well, there's much more to this story, and this Gilbert... Joel Gilbert has written a great deal about it, and it's kind of intriguing and interesting how he's projecting some of her future may unfold, I should say. Let's see, what are some of the headlines? We've hit a lot of them. Oops, my pages got mixed up here. 10, 4, 3, 7, 2, 6. Oh well. We're only 3 minutes from the top of the hour. So, you got a good joke to share?
No.
Okay. Grab one of those special reports over there, real quick. We only have 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, and we bring these in here, and then often we forget about them, but they're kind of interesting. But we can hit the headlines or a couple of lead points on one of them. What's the title of this one, Don?
States with the biggest bullying problems.
Oh, okay. Well, turn back through a few pages and get to the list. Now, bullying problems.
Yes.
Okay. So, who is listed as the worst state to have bullying problems?
California.
Now, that surprises me. I'll be darned. Okay. Number two.
Alaska.
Okay. Three.
Nevada.
Okay. Now, let's go to the opposite end. What states have the least bullying problems? And let's do like 48th, 49th, and last.
For some reason, actually, it only goes to 48.
Okay, that's probably... well, let's do then 46 and down.
Yeah, so 46th is Rhode Island.
Now, that does not surprise me.
47th is Massachusetts.
Again.
And then 48 is Delaware.
Yeah, all right clustered together there.
But yeah, it says, unfortunately, due to data limitations, the following states were excluded from our analysis: Minnesota, Oregon, and Washington. So they weren't included.
Okay, we have 40 seconds. Guess what I'm going to ask you to look up.
Where's Ohio at?
Yep.
Number 12.
And right before it?
Arizona.
And right after it?
Wyoming.
Okay. But Ohio ranked number 12, yes. You said.
And West Virginia ranked number 18.
Okay. Interesting. Well, folks, we want you to have a safe weekend. Once again, we have some rainfall in our future, a little bit overnight, but some more tomorrow. Be safe, and we look forward to seeing you next week right here on the Party Line.
In our 73rd year of serving Southeast Ohio, AM 970 and 97.3 FM.
WATH-FM.